Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
Huge news down here in Camden County. The Camden County Wildcats have hired Coach Jeff Heron as their new head football coach. So a big, big day, big, big week. Monday they made the announcement that they would be having Jeff Heron come down as their new guy, and so that's where we are. Jeff Heron, 312-54 all-time, 25-2 at T.L. Hanna, 33-6 at Oconee, 154-18 at Camden, 14-1 at Grayson.
They'll be back soon here at Camden. I wouldn't consider it a rebuild with Coach Heron coming back. I don't know. Would you consider it a rebuild to try to get Camden back to where they were when Coach Heron left?
I don't know that I'm going to call it a rebuild, but at 5-6 last year, that's what Camden was. Was it 5-6?
They won't be 5-6 in 2021. You can almost you can bet the house on that.
Jeff Heron had the Camden County Wildcats ranked inside the top 25 nationally six different times.
Wow.
58 straight regular season wins, which is a Georgia record, by the way.
Team of the decade.
In the 2000s.
In the 2000s. Three state championships. Just the most dominant team in the state of Georgia during that decade.
So there's no doubt that this is a big, big hire. You know, this is something that's been rumored to have been going on for a while. We have come on this show several times and told you that we thought this was going to go down. I believe on February the 6th. Look, you know what? I'm just going to call a duck here. I'm just going to call a duck. You know, at the end of the day, when you come out and break a story, right? And then it's got to be awfully embarrassing to find out that you didn't actually break the story, that somebody else broke the story 3 weeks before you even got a sniff of it. I would think would be pretty embarrassing.
Breaking news. University of Georgia just hired Ray Gall. No, that was a long time ago. Excuse me.
Breaking news. University of Georgia just fired Ray Gall.
Yes. And hired Jim Donnan. Fired Jim Donnan. Hired Mark Richt. Fired Mark Richt. And we're current.
So, yeah. Just saying. On February the 6th, Kip and I sat in the studio and told you Jeff Heron was probably going to get hired.
Imminent.
On February the 13th, we told you this is happening. On February the 20th, we told you that on Monday
there would be an announcement by the Camden County school system.
Now, I'm not making these stuff, things up. That's just fact.
And you would have thought if you... Nah. But breaking news. The Atlanta Braves win the 1995 World Series.
Hmm. Truth.
Hadn't won one since.
Hurt my feelings.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you. 2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
the Georgia Sea Grill.
Spring is in the air, and with it comes new beginnings. Maybe that includes a new special someone. Make it exceptional. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Don't forget wedding season, engagement rings for all styles and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Purple Rain, Purple Rain.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. A speedy recovery to Tiger. Deion Sanders, officially a head coach. Russell Wilson, stop complaining and restructure your contract if you want to win so badly in Seattle. You know what? Maybe James Harden isn't such a selfish player after all. FYI, LeBron cares about titles, not MVPs. Texans, give it up. You are not holding on to Deshaun Watson. J.J. Watt, your next Jaguars sack leader. Why do we want to change the NBA logo to Kobe? Vladimir Guerrero says he has lost 42 pounds in the offseason. He needed to. If you are a fan of managers that know how to handle a bullpen, got some bad news for you. The Braves have given Brian Snitker an extension. Write this down. The Falcons will be drafting a QB at the number 2 spot in the draft. Washington, how does it take 3 years to pick a name for your team? The new Batman trailer is bleeping mind-blowing. And these are my thoughts.
Have you seen the new Batman trailer?
I have not seen it.
It is insanely good.
Okay.
What I can't.
This, like the 20th. How many Batman movies have they been in the last 20 years?
I can't be more excited about this movie. And they took, like, they did a really cool thing. They took the Nirvana, gosh, the name of the song escapes me, but they took the Nirvana song that they did in Unplugged in New York and they redid it. Of course, it was also on one of their albums, and they redid it, put some different things behind it, and that is their soundtrack, or their soundtrack cover for the movie.
Wow. Breaking news. The University of Florida has hired a former Heisman Trophy winner, to rebuild their football program. He's going to bring an offense that supposedly will reinvent the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah, again, you know, I'm just going to say, on February the 6th, Kip and I told you Jeff Heron was coming to Camden County. On February the 20th, we told you they were going to be announcing it on Monday. And then, you know, somebody else came out on Monday and said, I'm breaking this breaking news. I'm breaking it to you. And it's just, you know, and I'm not really upset about it. I mean, it's just, you know, they went all over Facebook and made a big spectacle about it. But, you know, like, Kip and I didn't really do that. Like, we broke the story to you, to our listeners. They know that we said it. And, you know, we didn't really go all over Facebook and just, because, you know, we're just, you know.
And honestly, that was the worst kept secret probably in Southeast Georgia.
Yeah.
And a lot of people knew even before we even probably mentioned it on this broadcast 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the truth. Like, I called games on the radio for Camden, and there were people that knew this a good at least month before it even passed my radar. So, you know, that's kind of Kip's point. Like, this was not something that people didn't know was imminent.
Yes.
Anyway, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Bennett Auto Group, by Peachtree Pest Control, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
Termite season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Breaking news, the Patriots have benched Drew Bledsoe for an unknown quarterback named Tom Brady that no one has ever heard of.
Wow.
We'll see how that goes for them.
Didn't he play for Michigan?
He did, but he didn't start.
He was a backup at Michigan. Was he behind Elvis Gerbach or somebody like that?
Was it Henny?
Chad Henny? I don't know. Maybe he'll do good.
I hope so.
Wasn't he kind of skinny?
Yeah. Long and lanky.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. We'll see how he does in the
Maybe
NFL.
Maybe he'll pan out. You never know.
You never know.
You just never know.
The Braves have given Brian Snitker an extension. What this means is what this guarantees. Give me the years you said through 2000 and what?
23.
2023. What this means is that Luke Jackson is guaranteed a job through 2023.
And the Braves get outcoached in the playoffs. Oh, no, I can't say that live on the air. That's just my opinion.
Hmm.
Right? This is an opinion show, correct?
It is.
Oh, okay. I want the Braves to win the World Series this year.
Is Brian Snitker the guy to do it?
Let's just say I think Freddie Freeman and Ronald Acuna are the guys to do it, and maybe some others, and Marcell Ozuna and people like that. I think there's enough in that locker room to get it done. That sounds like you deflecting the question, doesn't it? That's good stuff right there.
You got some work to do, though.
Yeah.
You got some work to do.
Deflected that altogether.
We're still waiting to figure out what's going on with Shane Green. Shane Green has come out and said that he wants to close, and I don't know that there's going to be an opportunity for him to close in Atlanta. They do have Will Smith. They paid him a lot of money. Mark Melanson has moved on. You got to figure Will Smith's probably going to be the closer.
Let's don't figure that. Let's get Shane Green signed. Please, somebody. Opinion show, correct? Please, somebody in Atlanta, sign Shane Green to a contract.
I mean, that's what I would do. I would just simply tell Shane Green, like, look, man, you know, we'll give you the opportunity to close, but you got to earn it. You outpitch Will Smith and Chris Martin in spring training, job's yours, man.
The Will Smith that kind of let us down in Game 6 and Game 7 in the NLCS? That Will Smith?
That's him.
Okay. Well, Shane, let's get it done, brother.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by J.C. Strother, by Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's Island is J.C. Strother Company, serving St. Simon since 1930. Wow. So you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's. Free delivery to anywhere on St. Simon's. 912-638-8601. Competitive pricing, J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on by for all your yellow wood treat, pressure treated lumber needs. And of course, go Dawgs. Hey, man, you threw me off with that cough right in the middle of my read, man.
Excuses, man. That's, you're the king of them.
Golly, threw me off.
By the way, we'll have Jeff Heron live on this show, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. We will have Jeff Heron on in the last segment of the show, roughly around 10:45.
We're going to go through the Camden record here in the next few weeks, but realistically, with Coach Heron coming back, how long before you see Camden return to what we expect from a Jeff Heron football team?
I'll tell you exactly what I expect, right? In my infinite wisdom on high school football.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was waiting for you to agree with that.
That's crickets. When you say that, it's like you hear the crickets. You're out camping on a camping trip, and when you're talking, there's nobody there to listen, and all you hear is wildlife and crickets. Maybe even an owl in the background somewhere.
So you say that my analysis is so good that
I'm saying just say what you're going to say is what I'm saying. Spit it out. What do you expect from the Jeff Heron team in year one?
Yeah, I was going to say I forgot what I was talking about. So what I expect is early on, we're still waiting on the Camden schedule to get released. We're waiting on one game to get a contract signed on it. Once that's done, we'll have an official schedule. But what we're waiting on is that one game, and then once we get there, what I expect from the Camden County Wildcats is early on, I think they're going to take their lumps. I don't think it's going to be a smooth road. You're going to have a lot of mistakes, a lot of kids trying to learn a new system. And by week 5 and 6, you'll start to see some things round into place. And then when we get to game 8, when we go into region play, I think you're going to see a full-fledged, fully functioning Jeff Heron football team heading into region play, which does not bode well for Colquitt and Lowndes.
Who both come to Kingsland.
Right.
To play at Chris Gilman Stadium, which we hope will start filling back up to capacity once again, and it should, based upon what's happened here before.
I will say calling games this past season, despite the fact that you got to take into account COVID, but even the year before that when I had come down for some games, I was a little surprised at what I saw in the stands as far as them not being packed out. This was a program that I just never foresaw that being a problem, getting people in the door in the stadium, and I think that problem's about to end.
I think the problem has been solved with the school system's announcement on Monday, and, Jeff Coach Heron's coming back, and 3 state championships, 154 wins, 154-18 at Camden County.
312-54 overall.
How many games has Camden lost in the last 5 years?
It's more, oh gosh.
More than 18.
In 5 years, yeah, I think so, probably.
Because the coach that just left was like 23-20 in 4 years.
That's why you're on the show, for math purposes.
The coach that left, Coach Spire, was 23-20 in 4 years leading the program. Coach Heron was 154-18 and was here, 12, 13 years?
Breaking news, the United States hockey team has stunned the Soviet Union. Do you believe in miracles?
Wow, Disney. Disney's going to probably pick that up and make a movie out of it, starring Kurt Russell.
There is a rumor.
Wow.
There is a rumor that we're heading that direction, that it's a work in progress.
That would be just fantastic. The United States men's hockey team upsets the Russians. Breaking news.
Right here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. 2 locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies.
From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The high school tournament's now in full swing. The Brunswick High Pirates advance to the Sweet 16, knocking off Grovetown 77-70. Next up for the Pirates is Lee County. The Camden County Wildcats had their season end in the first round of the 7A tournament, going down to Parkview 79-45. The Knights of Frederica earned their way into the GISA AA tourney. However, an early exit awaited the Knights, being eliminated in the first round by Brookwood. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Southern Sports Edition on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
In the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. And it's tricky to rock around, to rock around, that's right, on time it's tricky. Hold your
This is the segment of the show where Kip gets to take over. So we'll give it to him, but before we do, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Group Auto Studios. This segment is brought to you by M&B Liquors, by Parker's, and by Belinda Thomas Realty.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast and convenient. And with great customer service, check out our splash. Man, y'all got to do these reads better than this. Splash Fountain. It's a mountain here. We have the biggest selection in town.
He blames
snacks,
it on somebody else that he can't read
Coke,
words.
Pepsi, and also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the Bear Cave. Bear Cave. Look at here. It says Bear Cave here. Come on, man. Why is management trying to set me up?
Kip, it's words. You read them.
Beer Cave. Burr. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your pump perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon of gas. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Worst read in the history of bad reads.
Management's killing me with a Bear Cave. You can't get any adult beverages in a Bear Cave, dude. You can get eat up in a Bear Cave, but you can't get any adult beverages.
Breaking news, you can get eaten up in a bear cave.
Yes, you can. And breaking news, I don't have any.
We'll just go to the butt hurt list.
Number 5 on the butt hurt list this week, Jason, the NBA Eastern Conference. There's three teams over 500.
They could stay on that list every year for the last
decade. The NBA Eastern Conference, you got the Sixers, Nets, and the Bucks. The only three teams in the whole Eastern Conference that are above 500. 15 teams. Three are above 500. Pathetic. Just absolutely pathetic. Number four on the butthurt list this week, and I did this one just for you, the Los Angeles Lakers. And you want to know why?
Yes, I do.
Anthony Davis is hurt, and the Lakers cannot win without him. Let me say it one more time. Your boy that you worship on this show. We haven't really talked a lot of basketball on this show, but we're probably going to get into it with March Madness coming up, NBA playoffs coming up. The Lakers cannot win without Anthony Davis.
Or LeBron James.
They cannot win without AD. You know it. I know it. Anybody with a pulse that watches basketball. Breaking news. The Lakers can't win without AD. Number three on the butthurt list this week. Also breaking news. The Pittsburgh Steelers are going to bring back Ben Roethlisberger. Breaking news, the Steelers are going to continue to decline. Breaking news, the Steelers are number three on the butthurt list this week.
You are just full of breaking news.
Because they cannot move on from Big Ben. It's time to have a ceremony, retire his jersey. It's time to get a new quarterback in Pittsburgh. What do you think about that? Big Ben's had it. He's done. Breaking news, you're old. You need to retire. You're not Tom Brady. I mean, can somebody in Pittsburgh break that news to Big Ben?
I just find it comical how on a news-breaking storm you are today.
Breaking news. Number two on the butthurt list, the Philadelphia Phillies. You want to know why?
I do.
Because Bryce Harper's already setting the Phillies up for failure by going to the media and saying the NL East is a juggernaut. What does that mean, Bryce? That you're going to finish fourth again? Breaking news. The Phillies have spent a lot of money. Breaking news, they're not getting a good return on their investment. The NL East is a juggernaut. Yeah, okay. Okay, so what are you telling the city of brotherly love, Bryce, that we can't win the division? And number one on the butthurt list this week, the Houston Texans. You got a franchise quarterback that doesn't want to be in your city. And he met with the new coach. He comes out of the meeting. I don't care. Trade me. Deshaun Watson does not want to be a Texan anymore. And so the Houston Texans are sitting here. What do we do? You done got rid of J.J. Watt.
Who you got nothing for?
Who you got nothing for? You got rid of your best receiver the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Piece after piece after piece keeps leaving the great city of Houston, Texas. Basketball, James Harden left. J.J. Watts left. I mean, the Astros are still stealing signs. I mean, breaking news. The Houston Texans may or may not have Deshaun Watson this year. He does not want to be a Texan.
That's journalistic gold right there.
Journalistic gold, brother. Texans are number one on the butthurt list this week, Jason, and there you have it. Breaking news. The Atlanta Falcons need a quarterback.
I told you, they're going to move up in the draft to number two, and they are going to draft a quarterback there at number two. They'll take the two spot from the Jets.
Breaking news. The Atlanta Falcons need a running back. Breaking news. Atlanta Falcons need a defense.
Gosh, you are full of breaking news. Here's one for you. Breaking news. Georgia Tech has claimed to share the national title with Notre Dame, and the millions of Tech fans in Atlanta are going nuts.
Actually, it's Colorado, but it's okay.
Before my time.
Okay. Yeah. Breaking news. The Jackets win a national championship.
Was that Cordell Stewart?
Was it Cordell? May have been. I can't remember. It's been so long ago, but it just broke. It just broke yesterday.
That's right, so I should know. Because I just broke it to y'all.
You broke it, man. Yourself. That's what you did. Breaking news. The Atlanta Falcons need to dump an aging wide receiver.
Ooh, boy, Calvin Ridley's pretty young.
Breaking news. It's time to part ways with the highest receiver in football, highest paid receiver in football in Atlanta.
Hmm. I guess you're referring to Julio Jones.
Get something for him while you can.
You're just kind of being passive aggressive about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's breaking news.
You just don't want to mention his actual name.
No. I mean, it doesn't serve a purpose. Sometimes you got to be passive aggressive, man.
Okay.
Falcons need help. Breaking news, Falcons need a boatload of things. Breaking news, the Hawks need everything. Breaking news, the Braves need a closer. And there you have the breaking news for all three major Atlanta sports.
You left Atlanta sports, sure, but another player that you left out, we've only got about 30 seconds. We'll jump into this in the next segment. The UCF Knights are on the rise as they get a big-time four-star running back to transfer out of Auburn to UCF. Get on the train, brother.
Couldn't play at Auburn, so he's going to play at UCF, correct?
Well, the coaching staff at Auburn was not very good at spotting talent.
He followed that coaching staff to Central Florida.
Exactly my point, because he knew that he was getting in line with a great coach.
Mm. Jason Bishop at his best, folks.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your blog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all egg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnow's Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. The Giles Collision, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know? This is your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
2021 is finally here. Thank goodness. The Georgia Sea Grill would like to thank all of our friends and guests for supporting us through the craziness of 2020. And don't forget, wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. The Georgia Sea Grill.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Next segment, we will more than likely have Jeff Heron come on. Of course, it's game day for him up at Tennessee Tech, so we're hoping he can find a little bit of a break in his schedule to come on the air with us. We've spoken to him. We expect to have him on, so that will happen in the very next segment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision, by Nat's Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurance, pickup and delivery options. New state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. Let me say that again. Guarantees their work for life. You don't get that guarantee a lot these days, folks. 301 Candler Drive off Highway 82 next to J&J Tire. 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center. Friendly, honest.
Shawn Michaels has lost his smile.
Wow. Shawn Michaels.
You remember that?
Yes, I remember.
Gave the belt back and everything.
Gave it back. Breaking news, there was some kind of job that went on in Montreal in 1997. I can't say it on the air, but it involved Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart. Vince McMahon had a black eye. Apparently, breaking news, Vince has a black eye in the locker room.
Good stuff. May have been knocked unconscious.
May have been.
There are reports that say he was.
There were smelling salts had to be used.
Mm. Okay, so Gus Malzahn is headed to Central Florida. We have talked about getting lost a running back to Central Florida, who I want you to listen to what I'm about to tell you. The running back that transferred down to Central Florida, not only is he a former four-star, last year at Auburn, he averaged almost 4 yards a carry. He's heading to UCF.
How many carries did he have?
He averaged almost 4 yards a carry.
How many carries? 20. Let me say it for you. 20 carries, which means he came in against, he played garbage time against just raggedy teams and got 20 carries on a 11-game season. Yeah, big loss there, Auburn. Big loss.
He'll be heading to Central Florida, splitting time. It's a junior. And he will be the workhorse. He will be the leader in the locker room, as none of the running backs currently at Central Florida have had any time on the field yet.
What's the kid's name?
Which kid?
The kid that transferred from Auburn.
Hold on, I'll look it up.
Well, here's the conversation. You don't need to look it up. Right after he was fired at Auburn, looking around at the Central Florida recruiting class, saying, God, they can't. All they signed was 3 stars. All they signed. Let me look around this locker room at kids that aren't ever going to play, and let me see if I can get them to transfer.
It's Mark Anthony something.
Anthony Towns, right?
No, Mark Anthony Towns is an NBA player.
I was just checking your sports cred, see if you didn't fall for that.
Yeah, no. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. This segment of the show is brought to you by Ops, The Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then you need to check out Ops. On Exit 3 on I-95, jumbo big screen, HD TV, 300-inch projector. Wow, that's huge. And the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizzas, burgers, to wings, 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports talk shop.
I'm going to tell you something about Ops. I actually recently went in there and ordered myself a pizza. It was top notch. One of the best pizzas I've ever had.
I've only heard great things about it. Me and the Me and the missus have to go down there and check it out one Sunday.
Yeah, I agree. You do. You absolutely do, because it is worth the 30-minute drive from where you live in Brunswick.
Breaking news. Ops is the best sports bar in Camden County.
You heard it here first.
Heard it here first. Good deal.
Breaking news. The Atlanta Braves have signed Greg Maddux.
That is huge.
Huge.
That is a huge pickup right there. That continuous.
More than likely for the next decade plus, they will be.
The Atlanta Braves will win the NL East 14 years in a row.
That's unheard of, Kip.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. And in those 14 years, they're going to win one World Series.
If that happens, your journalistic instincts are off the charts.
That's gold. They're going to win one World Series, win 14 straight in early 2000s in the National League. I do feel, however, that the Yankees, who just your
young team, a really good young team. They got a lot of young kids from their system, a kid by the name of Bernie Williams.
Yes.
Jorge Posada, you'll hear a lot about him. And another kid named Andy Pettit, who is going to be a phenomenal pitcher for the Yankees.
They've got this closer with this pitch they call the cutter that's probably, I predict, Jason, that this new closer that the Yankees has, he'll get in the Hall of Fame, and he'll be the first player in the history of the Hall of Fame to get voted in unanimously.
Boy, you are just full of breaking, huge breaking news today.
I mean, I'm feeling it today. Feeling just, my oats.
And just predicting things that are imminent.
Right. I just feel it. A lot of good stuff happening in the world of sports these days.
Mm. One thing that is happening is the Central Florida Knights are on their way to winning a national championship. Big, huge first step in grabbing that running back from Auburn. You'll see a lot more of these 4- and 5-star kids around the country transferring down to Orlando to play for UCF and Gus Malzahn, because they see a good thing coming, and they know that's a program on the rise.
Gus Malzahn. I think Gus is in his wheelhouse now. He couldn't make it in the SEC. Now he's going to the American Association of Fall, and he's going to do well. I think he'll do well in that association.
It's the American Athletic Conference. There's no we've been over this a million times.
What? Say it again. What's the name? What's the name of the conference?
Thank you.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The high school tournament's now in full swing. The Brunswick High Pirates advance to the Sweet 16, knocking off Grovetown 77-70. Next up for the Pirates is Lee County. The Camden County Wildcats had their season end in the first round of the 7A tournament, going down to Parkview 79-45. The Knights of Frederica earned their way into the GISA AA tourney. However, an early exit awaited the Knights, being eliminated in the first round by Brookwood. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Southern Sports Edition on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Spring is in the air, and with it comes new beginnings. Maybe that includes a new special someone. Make it exceptional. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Don't forget wedding season. Engagement rings for all styles and budgets. Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-81.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites.
Your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and check us out online, parkersga.com.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. We believe that we have the head coach, the newly named head coach of the Camden County Wildcats on the line, and Coach Jeff Herring. Coach, are you with us? Coach, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
All right, there you are. Hey, Coach, congratulations on the new job. I can't tell you how I'm excited, and this community down here has just been through the roof since you were named the new Camden County coach. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. And, you know, it really is an honor for me to come back. And, you know, it makes me feel really good that people are excited about that. And hopefully we'll keep that excitement going.
Coach, you're coming into what many say is the SEC of high school football in the state of Georgia. You've coached in this region before, Colquitt, Lowndes, really, really good programs. Talk about the competition level you're going to be facing here as you come back.
Well, it is tough. There's no question of that. And, you know, Colquitt does a great job with their program. Lowndes does too. And, you know, Tiff's trying to get to that level. So, you know, I think the keys going in, you know, you have to understand that when you're in South Georgia, especially as far down as Camden is, it's a huge advantage to be in Hall playoffs. And to do that, you know, you've got to beat at least two of those teams and, so you can get a home playoff game. So it is it's an extremely tough region. It's a good region. It's going to make you better just having to compete with people like that each week.
Coach, you've done and accomplished so many different things at so many different programs. There's nothing really left for you to prove to anybody. So what was it about coming back to Camden County that appealed to you so much?
Well, you know, there's several things. You know, I love the challenge, first of all. I think, you know, most of my friends know that. And I love to compete. And, you know, I enjoy being a head coach. I mean, I've had a great time here at Tennessee Tech. It's really some really good coaches. I've learned a lot. But, you know, I miss being a head coach. And to get the opportunity to be a head coach at a place that you love, a place your family loves, and you know, just so it means so much to us in our heart, you know, that community does. And to get a chance to do that again, you know, again, whether I've got anything to prove, I don't know. I didn't really look at it like that. I looked at it as a challenge. I looked at it as a chance to kind of come back home. And so I'm excited about that opportunity.
Coach, you're coming back to Camden. You were known here for tough smash mouth wing tee football where you just out physical and knock people off the football and impose your will on opposing teams. I'm pretty sure you'll probably have to take a look at the roster, see what kind of material you got here, to see what kind of system you're going to run. But is there any chance that you get Camden gets back to that physical brand of football?
Well, I certainly hope so. You hit the nail on the head in terms of, you know, I think I've learned over the years, you've got to look at your personnel and, you know, you've got to kind of see what it is you can be good at. But regardless of that, I think that's the key to winning football games. I think you have to be a physical team on offense. I think you got to be physical on defense. I think you got to be physical on special teams. And, it's just it's a mindset, but it's a way that you practice. It's a way that you play. And, I think, being able to run the ball and being able to stop the run, it doesn't matter if you're in Pee Wee football or the NFL, that increases your chances of winning each and every week. So, that's something that we'll try to hang our hat on.
Coach, of course, you're obviously still in the season with Tennessee Tech, so you have not had an opportunity to get down here. So I'm going to assume that you haven't really had a chance too much to look at your staff. Is there, or has there been, you already kind of deciding on a staff that you want to put together or anything like that? Like, have you already kind of started putting one together, or are you waiting till you get here?
Well, I've certainly had some phone conversations with the guys that are on staff. I mean, many of them I know. Many of them coached with me, so that's easy. Some of the guys that Coach Spire brought in, I think, are really good football coaches, and I look forward to talking with them individually in person. I've had some of those conversations on the phone, but I think with any staff, my responsibility, my duty is to try to make it as good as I can. And, does that mean changing sometimes? Maybe. But again, I kind of feel like I can work with anybody. And, so I'm going to meet with them as a group. We're off. We play Jacksonville State tomorrow. Then we're off next week. And so my plan right now is to be at the school Wednesday and Thursday of this coming week. And, certainly I want to meet with the team first. I think you always got to start there. And then I'm going to meet with the staff as a group, and then I'm going to try to meet with them individually. But, there's a lot of guys. I was telling the principal this morning, Coach Loden, that I bet I've got 50 resumes right now of people that want to come there. And, that's always been a great thing about Camden. Is, during my years there before, we were able to just have really, really good staffs because so many people want to work there. They think it's a great place to be and live. And so, if I need to make changes with the staff, I've certainly got a good pool of applicants that are interested in coming.
Well, Coach, we're running short on time. Gosh, we could keep you on for the entirety of the show. If we had the time. Unfortunately, we're running up against a break and getting out ourselves for the day. Coach, I can't thank you enough for coming on with us, taking the time to talk with us. And, I look forward to seeing you next football season. The community is ecstatic, as am I, Coach. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Really appreciate it. Always enjoy listening to KBAY while I'm there. Look forward to being back.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you. See you.
Well, there you have it, Coach Jeff Heron, who, million-dollar question for me was the wing tee. Got our answer.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us at gbinsurance.com.
Okay, time for having friends over. You are going to need Right Liquors has everything you need with a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985 off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30.